We'll call the council meeting for March 27th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
The flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands on nation, God, visible, liberty, justice for all.
Thanks, standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grow.
He is not going to be here this evening.
Wayne Chatton.
Here.
Dan Reveron.
Here.
Kent Brockett.
Here.
Phil Rowe.
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda. Motion.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Reveron.
Yes.
Yes.
Phil Rowe.
Yes.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Okay, the agenda is adopted as presented. Next is approval of the minutes for the March 13th meeting.
Second.
The motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the March 13th minutes as presented.
Dan Reveron.
Yes.
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 5-0, those are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mayor, I think we all owe another debt of gratitude to the Indiana Military Museum for putting on a outstanding weekend to salute to World War One. We had a number of Civitan members that were here from throughout the state on Saturday, and I encouraged them to attend the event. And I was glad that some of the members from Northern Indiana did, and they said that they were just amazed at the collection of military hardware that's out there, as well as the reenactments. So it's a credit to the community, all the work the volunteers do out there to put on such an event.
Anything else? No, we'll move to committee chair report. Report of city officers. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Resolution 3-2017, a resolution authorizing application submission and local match commitment.
Get it on the floor first.
We'll get a second. We'll get it on the floor.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to read and approve Resolution 3-2017.
Resolution 3-2017, a resolution authorizing application submission and local match commitment containing Section 1 and
2. Okay, discussion. This is basically the resolution. Okay.
You want me to go through it real quick?
Yeah, you can just explain to them what this is.
Okay, it's the resolution is authorizing the mayor of the city of Vincennes to prepare and submit an application for grant funding to address downtown facade improvements for the city of Vincennes and to execute and administer a resultant grant, including requisite general administration and project management, contracts and agreements pursuant to regulations of the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs and the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. Also, it commits the requisite local funds in the amount of $128,973. $101,405 will come from property owners involved in the project. $24,168 will come from City of Vincennes Board of Works funds. And $3,400 will come from Invin Inc.
No, I think one of the best things about this is the private investment that goes into this. To see the people on Main Street, the business owners and the ones that are involved, putting their money behind it to show it's really something that they believe in. It makes it a lot easier for us to get behind something when they're the ones that are jumping in and doing this, so we don't have to put too much city dollars into something like this. So it's something that we do appreciate.
Well, I'd just like to say it was really great to see the turnout of the public in support of this. I agree with Councilman Salters that great to see the amount of private investment going into the project. And it, you know, it's hard to see an investment of city funds of just a little over $24,000 that would have as great an impact on the community going forward as this particular grant. You know, some communities, you know, might have the option as development occurs on the outskirts of their cities to kind of walk away from their downtown. I'm glad that we don't have that option. One of the reasons we don't have that option is our downtown is centrally located between our two largest employers, the hospital, the university, along our improving riverfront, and certainly it connects directly to a national park. And for all those reasons, we don't have the option to walk away from our downtown, nor should we want to have that option, because our downtown is a great asset, and the architecture and the other things that the people in the public hearing mentioned. People that come from out of town, such as I mentioned earlier, I had some guests come from throughout the state, they always comment about how vibrant our downtown is, and really I think the best is yet to come. So just delighted to support this grant.
All right, thank you.
Chris Paul?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Blaine Chatton?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
And Resolution 3-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Next up is Ordinance 14-2017 from Edit Fund, the amount of a total amount of $32,009.30.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to first reading of Ordinance 14-2017.
Ordinance 14-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1, 2, all from Edit, $32,000.
Discussion.
I feel kind of awkward. We got a second in NIBLAC payment. We don't have to ask when it's starting. So, I mean, I so that's good. It's got me once already, so I'm sure it'll get me a couple more times.
Yeah.
Call for question.
Salter.
Yes.
Rose. Yes.
Paul. Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
And first reading of Ordinance 14-2017 passed by a vote of 2. Next, the claims.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $804,708.
Off the question.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Blaine Chatton?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
And the claims were paid by a vote of 6-0. Next is miscellaneous.
Well, I was just going to mention that before the council next meets, one of the most historic and momentous events of each year will occur, and then, of course, that's the 60th annual Civitan Radio Auction, April 2 through 6, 7 to 9:30 on WAOV and WZDM. And say this is our 60th annual, and it is occurring during the 100th anniversary of Civitan International. Makes it a very historic occasion. So if you've got some classic item in your back room that you don't know what to do with, you can always donate it to be sold on the air at the radio auction, where Rolligan will probably buy it for a good price. And you do, and we're waiting for those tickets, by the way. So anyway, tune in and enjoy broadcasting excellence. So.
Anybody else got one thing? I'm looking at the owner-occupied grant again. If you remember, we did that a couple of years ago. I think since we're moving along with the blight program, this is another opportunity for us to help invest in the community, get homes looking better. Total cost will be less than $35,000 on the city's part, but that grant application has to be in here in the next month. So. Go for that and back dollars to Matt. Anybody have anything else? A motion to adjourn?
Moved.